When State Engineer John D'Antonio resigned last year, he cited a lack of financial support for the needed water programs in New Mexico as one of the reasons. Two bills introduced in the House for the upcoming session seek to address some of those issues. Ambuto Democrat Susan Herrera has introduced a bill to increase funding for the Water Trust Fund to $60 million. Along with that bill, Santa Fe Democratic Representative Tara Lujan has proposed $12 million for the state engineer. Lujan says in conversations with D'Antonio, he made it clear the department needs more funding to accomplish what it has been tasked to do.
With the budget that we have, it is outdated. And then the increase of all the responsibilities, litigation included and whatnot, we need more funding. Right now, we are just putting out fires.
Both lawmakers say New Mexico's water problems will not be going away and will only be getting worse due to climate change and the ongoing drought. Herrera says it's been very hard on rural communities like hers that are struggling to find an adequate supply of drinking water and proper wastewater treatment. The 2022 60-day legislative session gets underway on Tuesday. For KSFR News, I'm Kevin Mershart.